About 2 weeks ago, immigration agents raided a mobile home park in Las Cruces, New Mexico. They reportedly asked residents about their immigration status and took away some 20 of them. Since the raid, at least one immigrant advocacy group is holding workshops for immigrants. They focus on how to respond and what to do in cases of their homes being raided. Simon Thompson is a reporter based in Las Cruces with the Fronteras desk. He joins me from there. So it's really pretty intriguing how these workshops could be helping immigrants. But if you would, take us first back to February 15th. What exactly went down in Las Cruces?
So basically, according to one woman who lives in the park, at 6 a.m., as she was getting her kids ready for school, seven unmarked vehicles arrived at her Los Arboles mobile home park. She says the cars blocked the entrance of the park. Agents seemed to be looking for at least one person, had a warrant for one unidentified deportable man with a Hispanic last name. But when they didn't find him, this is what's new, is officers swept through the entire park, banging on residents' doors, house after house, demanding they be let in and that people show their papers. And others were obviously caught on the way out of the park by ICE waiting at the front. And, you know, this has caused a lot of fear in the community. People are staying in their homes. There was a 60% spike in absences at the Las Cruces Public School District the following day after the action.
Yeah, that doesn't suggest that those school students were arrested themselves, does it? Mostly that they were kind of held back because their parents were being detained, perhaps.
What I've been told is they're concerned. The parents didn't want to drive them to school because they were scared to leave the house, yes.
Right. And the 20 people or so who were arrested, do we know where any of them are now or what happened to them at all?
So it's really hard to track. We've got about five of them that I managed to trace that were in the Doñana County Detention Center. That's the county that Las Cruces is in. The others have been really hard to find. I've spoken to immigration advocates and lawyers who say they could basically be anywhere in the country, different detention centers locally, all over. It's really hard to trace an immigrant who's in a deportation proceedings if they haven't signed a release already.
Simon, had there been any raids in the Las Cruces area before, or was this really the first time that people had seen a raid of this scale?
So I've spoken to kind of immigrants in the community, and they're kind of surprised by the mainstream reaction and, you know, how much coverage this is getting, because, you know, they'll say that this has been happening for decades, and then suddenly people are really, you know, taking note and standing up in solidarity. But there's a sense that, you know, these actions are, you know, were kind of threatened and kind of directed by Trump. He was very vocal about it, but also that the reach and scope of these deportation actions are broader. You know, Obama had this kind of Department of Homeland Security directive, you know, let's deport felons, not families. So these recent actions for a lot of Las Cruces mark the beginning of these sweeping, indiscriminate actions where, you know, as they did in the raid, they went knocking from door to door just looking for people to deport. So, you know, there's a concern that it's really just going to separate a lot of immigrant families that don't have any criminal violations.
I would guess it's incidents like the one in February that motivated a group like New Mexico Cafe. Tell us what they do and what kind of work they're doing in response to the February raid.
So they've had this training earlier, but they've really opened it up to the public. They had 136 people come to this training to teach them how to respond to ICE raids. So, you know, that's anything little, just like by being there, maybe filming the action to make sure that ICE, you know, is held accountable for any violations. But also, if they have the families that are, you know, in these proceedings or in this neighborhood's permission, they'll even interrupt the raid. So that'll mean standing in front of ICE trucks, you know, nonviolently, maybe holding onto the tire, blocking streets off. A lot of them are willing to get arrested. I spoke to Jan Thompson. She's a retired, she's a US citizen. You know, she's white, so she doesn't have as lot of the risks that a lot of other people do.
I'm willing to get arrested. I'm willing to interfere directly with the arrest or the detention and possible deportation of an individual.
All right. Well, as you said, Simon, some people are, you know, a little more protected and affluent and are able to do this. How risk prone are some of these people they're training?
It's a real mix, but, you know, I was expecting to see a lot of members of the immigrant communities, a lot of Hispanic people, but it was largely students and a lot of retirees. And if you speak to these retirees like Jan Thompson, they kind of say, you know, I don't have a job. I've got U.S. citizenship. I really don't have that much to lose. And I feel an obligation as a person that, you know, is in this position to help people who are more vulnerable. And in the training, they really kind of line up and delineate who should be involved in what in accordance to the risk involved for them.
Simon Thompson with the Fronteras Reporting Project, speaking with us from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Thank you for your time today, Simon.
Thank you, Marco.